Hey,
we're Underwater City
People,
and
you're
listening
to
Standing
Room
Only
on
killradio.org.
The Underwater City People live here in the studio, ready to talk to you and only you. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hey, so how you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm all right, hanging in there.
So welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.
What are some of the places that you've played recently? Where could people have seen you in the recent past?
I think our last show was at Safari Sam's.
Yep, Safari Sam's.
On the Kiss or Kill night.
Yep. Right. That's a pretty good night, actually. They book. It's usually about four or five bands.
Yep, five bands.
Yeah.
Usually there's a resident band. And it's a lot of fun. They book a lot of bands that are, you know, of similar style, that where one band's fans might like the next band. So
right.
They like to keep the fans around all night, and it's usually a really good time. And it's like cheap cover.
Cheapest cover in LA.
Yeah. And then before that, we played, I think we played the Key Club.
Yeah.
With Get Set Go. Oh, yeah, and Metal School, too. But Get Set Go during their residency. Yeah. So that was fun. The Key Club has a really nice stage, so it's nice playing there.
As you can see, we have an interesting array of equipment going on over here. That's all right. We're just going to get the typical stuff out of the way right in the beginning.
Okay.
So where can people contact you? We'll give them another chance to hear this later on in the show. But if people want to find out more about your music, where do they go? MySpace. Say MySpace.
They can find us on MySpace. That's myspace.com/underwatercitypeople.
Uh-huh.
And we also have our own .com, underwatercitypeople.com.
Either or.
Yeah.
Either or. And you have some music samples up there and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And so
there's, I believe we got one video for Hypnotize at both websites too.
Oh, okay. Great. Is that YouTubed?
I believe it is on YouTube.
Is it?
I think it might be.
I'm not sure if John ever did that.
Somebody else might have, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kim did or not.
Let's have the two of you introduce yourselves and say what you do for the band.
I am John number two. The other John is not quite here yet. I'm also known as Riggy. And Riggy. I play drums.
Excellent.
Yay. I'm Celeste, and I sing and play bass. And John Rustad is on his way, currently stuck in traffic from the airport.
And he sings and plays the guitar.
Yeah. Yes. He's going to be here soon. As soon as his helicopter lands on the roof,
yeah,
he will be joining us as soon as he comes in. Well, we should play another one of your songs, and then we're going to have plenty of time to listen to your favorite music too tonight.
Okay,
it'll be good.
Cool.
It'll be cool. myspace.com/underwatercitypeople, and let's listen to. How about last time?
All right.
Sounds good. Oh, yeah. This is internet radio. It doesn't matter if there's swears.
Yeah, there's a bad word.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely swear. We're all about the swearing here. So feel free. Just let loose.
Take that.
I don't know if you... Did you hear the
Chisholm thing?
No. The show that the Randys did here, when they learned that they could swear, they just like went hog wild.
Oh, man. It was like a George Carlin bit.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That's good, yeah. Yeah, only they came up with new words that even George Carlin would have been shocked to hear.
We're not that creative.
Is there anything we should know about this song last time before we hear it?
It was inspired by, there was a...
2004 election.
Yeah, no, there was a march, you know, a march and then riots ensued, I think, after...
I heard
it was about
people
the riot
didn't really
police.
Like Bush. Yeah. I didn't believe it.
I've heard that too. Yeah, there are people that don't like him.
Yeah.
So... It's a, it's a protest song.
Yeah. About 77% now, I think.
That is what I believe it is up to.
Excellent.
So this is...
So it's a protest song. Yes. This was right before or right after the 2004
election? He kind of wrote it before. And we were hoping that...
It was after the first time he got elected.
And so we were hoping that we wouldn't have to play
elected, I
song.
Say with air quotes, because...
We were hoping that we wouldn't have to worry about the significance of this song after 2004, but he got reelected, so...
Yeah.
It's still
the life of the song
resonates.
Still works.
And your song rose to success after that. So that's good. Everybody won after that election. Well, except for the people of the world, I guess. But
yeah, this song actually got the Best Punk Award at the LA Music Awards this last October.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So let's give it a listen, and we will be back with more Underwater City People after this.
President, it's so surreal. It's like a movie, like a show on the TV. It's a cartoon villain race. Last time you stood in my way, I was polite and I said, get on out of here. But next time you stand in my way, I'm gonna knock you down and kick in your face. From a CNN psychosis. Who does it serve? To use atrocity to drive a war agenda. Got to follow the money. The money.
So that giant double bastard ale you see up there on the wall, whoever drink that actually gets their own show on Kill Radio. That's how we all get indoctrinated. So you going to give that a shot later?
Maybe. I feel like this is like one of those steakhouse challenges where you get to eat the 8-pound steak.
Yeah, the whole cow.
It's free. Yeah.
The antlers and all.
Well, yeah. There's not the city cab number right next to it for after I finish it or anything.
No, we basically dump you on the subway if you get drunk here. So
the metro's right across the street.
Best of luck to you.
There are hospitals right down the street.
Yeah, they stop taking Kill Radio people, though. There's some lawsuit. I don't know. Damn. Anyways, you know how it is. People get so sensitive, you know.
Lousy just, drunks.
Piles and piles of debauchery and vomit. What? What's going on? So, Underwater City people, how you doing?
Hey.
Hanging in there.
I'm serious. If you can drink that double bastard ale, you are my new personal hero.
Best
of luck. And if you can chew the glass afterwards. How big do you think that is?
That's like one of those magnums. Yeah, that's like a magnum champagne bottle size.
Yeah, it's bigger than anyone's possible stomach. You know.
What does it say on it?
It's three quarts.
It says, I'm going to kill you when you drink me.
Yeah, fluid ounces.
Yeah, three quarts. That's like three cartons of orange juice.
Yeah. It's longer than mine.
I get sick just drinking the three quarts of orange juice.
Yeah.
It's longer than my arm.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was a gift. It says Merry Christmas on it.
Yes. Yeah, we're not really. I think our enemies brought that over so that we could, you know.
Well, and
so
it's just
sneak
kinda,
in here, and
it's just kind of sitting there, so it's probably like piss
warm. Oh, it's
warm.
Nice and warm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
really
European,
easy.
You know.
You're a peon.
That's right. You're gonna be a peon.
Yep.
What are we've talked about some of the places that you've played, but what was your favorite place to play? Underwater City people put to the test. Tick tock, tick. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
One. It's hard to say one, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, can we name?
Oh,
a
don't
few?
Be so cordial.
Well, can we name a few?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I would say
there
one
are
of,
no rules here.
One
by
of
the way.
One of the, our favorites would have to be Zia Hole, right?
Yeah.
Where is
the
that?
Hole in Clovis,
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was we actually sort of like what we weren't even on the bill that night.
Yeah,
we lost a show in Texas because there was that huge hurricane.
Yeah.
So we like piggybacked on this other band's show and it was just awesome. The kids were like jumping up and down. It was just like this barn turned into a
live music venue
in the middle of nowhere.
That
and
sounds
it was
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, it's all ages. There were kids from like 3 years old to like 25 years old, right? And
they're so all that, drinking.
No, they were not.
No,
no drinking or smoking allowed in the venue. But but that was a lot of fun.
No, that's cool though, because then you can have like a whole family atmosphere and everything.
Yeah,
get everybody in there to hear
and
your music.
Yeah, they just come out and everybody digs it. You
how
know?
How did you book that? That sounds like an amazing.
Well, like Celeste was saying, we lost a show and a band that we happened to meet in another town touring
said,
well, there's this place. And it took us forever to find it.
Yeah.
And we have a little video diary.
You
on
thought
our...
for sure like the band was going to show up there and kill you out in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
Or
and take our stuff or something like that. Or
yeah.
Know.
No, it was definitely a wild goose chase trying to find that venue because it's like the address doesn't really exist. So you couldn't find it on MapQuest. And the only way you knew the venue was there was because you saw this like tattered yellow New Mexican flag waving with like these like bright lights, kind of like this Zia Hole or whatever. Yeah. But like we were driving around town for like a good 2 hours trying to locate this place and talking with locals, going into
the barber
three
shop.
Or four different bars. Like,
that's
have you heard of
plan.
The hole?
The barbers but, like always know where everything is in the small town.
Well, he said he would come to see our show, but I don't think he would have found it either. The locals didn't even know where it was.
Wow.
So, but it was fun. That was a good show. And then we always do well in Denver, Colorado, right?
Yeah,
we play
nice
at
place
the
15th Street
called?
Tavern.
Yeah, the 15th Street Tavern.
I really like that High Noon Saloon in Madison.
Oh yeah, the High Noon Saloon.
Just because it was like a key club size stage and stuff, but it just sounded great. And
yeah, the sound is awesome.
Good atmosphere, good vibe.
But yeah, I think the Key Club in LA is probably the best stage we've played as far as like sound, you know, and being able to, you know, the sound how the sound on stage as well as the sound for the audience
coming
members.
Out to
so
the front.
So yeah, I mean.
All right, well, I'm going to flip it around on you now. What is the what's the worst place that you've ever played, and have you had any like bizarre or
Okay, the worst place we haven't played is
okay
in Gilroy. What's that place called?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Gilroy,
the garlic capital.
The garlic capital of
the world. The Gaslighter, right?
Is that that's
at the Gaslighter?
Right.
Okay,
out there by Castroville.
I'm so glad I get to talk about this. Okay,
yes,
they
go for
are
it.
So lame. We had this show booked for us through a local band over there. There were four or five bands on the bill. We get there, and there's already two other bands there, and the lady's like waiting for all the bands to get there to give us our lineup information. And then she's like, well, if the other bands don't show, then I'm canceling the show.
What?
But there was already three bands there, though.
Yeah. And you had to have
and
20,
then
25
one,
people minimum.
Yeah. No, and then another band comes. Meanwhile,
right.
all these bands have their
Does
people
garlic
there.
Counts? I don't know.
Huh? Garlic? You could smell it on the way in. That was for sure.
Heads of garlic.
Maybe
that counts as a fan.
Well, and each band had about five or seven people there. Yeah. So it was definitely enough to have the room, start out with 25 people. But she just was looking for any reason to, cancel the show because she wanted to go home or something.
We had to sign that cool little waiver that
said,
not to go to the bathroom in the back alleyway and stuff.
It was lame. And then so the last band finally shows up, and they show up with 30 people.
Yeah.
But she's already decided the show's not happening. So meanwhile, we drove, 6.5 hours to get up there to play the show, and she canceled it, and I hate them.
But
I hate
least
them.
I think my cholesterol went down 5 points just breathing in the air and stuff.
So. Stupid.
Well, listen, since you were kind enough to be on our show, we're going to send the Kill Radio posse down there.
Awesome.
To Gilroy to talk a little sense into the
it was terrible.
The garlic people.
That was terrible.
As they're known.
I mean,
I guess
who does
now.
That? I mean, all the bands were there ready to play. I mean, it just didn't make any sense.
Well, we'll unleash the Kill Radio Legion of Evil on them, so it'll be good. It'll be fun
they
for everybody.
They will pay.
Yeah. They will pay with garlic, probably. That's what they'll do. I don't know. You probably can't get too close to them, though, with all that garlic going on. I don't know.
Well, what did we do? We
like
went. We No, actually, then
city.
Afterwards, we walked down the street to eat Mexican food, remember? And then my boyfriend got hit by a car.
Oh, my God.
He was trying to cross the street.
So Gilroy was, great for everybody.
Yeah. Well, he was, crossing the street, and this car just, didn't smash him, but it hit him. And he was whoa, what's going on?
That's awful.
So, yeah, we're like, this sucks.
Did you have to go to the hospital or anything?
No. He just got hit, bumped.
His skin was really really fit because of all the garlic.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot one of the other cooler places.
Uh-huh.
Bring this back onto a positive note.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Was Ted and Wally's.
Oh, yeah.
Playing at an ice cream
in
shop
Omaha, Nebraska.
In Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh, that sounds cool.
They have the best homemade ice cream, and it's so good. And you
Very
get free ice cream when you play there.
Oh, fantastic.
If you can think of it, they'll concoct something for you.
Actually, I have some ice cream questions for you because I've been talking to some people. But you know what? I'm going to hold off on those for a moment.
You should wait till the other John gets here.
Oh, really? Is
he's
he
the
ice cream expert?
He is.
Yeah, connoisseur.
He's definitely the connoisseur. All right. But if he's not here by 9:55,
then all the gloves are off.
What do you mean 9:55? This show is only till 9.
Yeah, 8:55.
Damn.
Yeah, 8:55.
You only get an hour to be superstars on Kill Radio.
Oh, okay.
Accepting that, I'm sure we're going to play this show over and over again. So it'll be good. Well, we're about to hear a song, and do you want to talk about it? It was your pick.
Oh, one of our songs or one of the.
No, we're gonna hear the song.
Oh yeah, we're about to play "Girl" by Beck. It's I love Beck, and it's just one of my more favorite Beck tunes. It's kind of dancey, and I like dancey stuff.
Excellent.
It's a Friday night, so you can dance in your room, rock out to "Girl."
Let's do it, and we're gonna be here in the studio dancing out and rocking out.
Yeah.
And
shake your booty.
I'm sorry that this is radio and you can't see that, but it's going to be marvelous. It's going to be fantastic. So here we go. Start the dancing.
We're stomping the yard.
That's right. I think I hit menu.
There it goes.
More with Underwater City People after this.
Yeah, I saw with the black tongue tied, wearing roses, fist pounding on a vending machine, toy diamond ring stuck on a finger, with a noose she could hang on the side.
walking crooked down the beach. She spits in the sand where the bouts are bleaching. And I know I'm gonna steal her ride. She doesn't even know what's wrong. And I know I'm gonna make her buy. Take her where her soul belongs. And I know I'm gonna steal her ride. Nothing that I wouldn't try. Let's hey,
that's what happens. You just read the news.
And we're back.
And we're back with Standing Room Only on killradio.org. And we're here with the Underwater
City People.
Or UCP for short.
Or UPC. Or
UCP.
Yeah, UCP.
We took the last permutation of those three letters, so now each one of them means something.
UPC. Excellent. And then what's the other?
CUP is cup.
Oh.
CUP.
PCU, Politically Correct University.
What about
fine
PUC?
Right, yes. Puck.
I'm sure that means something somewhere.
PUC, yeah, Puck. It's Puck. the little nymph from Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But no.
Did
he have a K?
He had a K.
Yeah. Well, he spells it wrong. You guys spell
yeah.
it right.
Okay. Yeah.
How did your band form? What's the story there? How did you get together? How did you meet each other? We want the real dirt.
Well, let's see. John, the other John, who's not here,
uh-huh.
and I had mutual friends. I was in a band at the time called Litter. It was an all-girl three-piece band, and we were just getting started. And Marie, my friend Marie, who was the drummer, was friends with John's ex-girlfriend. And so we knew John that way, and we would go rehearse in his studio, and then one time John jammed with us, and that was a lot of fun, and he was like, hey, we should start a band sometime called Underwater City People. I'm like, yeah, that sounds cool. You know, it was just like this idea that he threw out there, and I think I smell cat shit still. Sorry.
I swear that's not the studio.
I stepped in cat shit on the way here, and I knew I smelled something.
Yeah,
I feel on my shoe.
How is it cat shit? How would you step in that?
Because there's cats by my house that always like to come over and
cats.
Take poops in my yard.
I thought they were covered up.
Anyway, what happened? Oh, so then one time John and I decided to collaborate and write a song for this commercial. And we didn't get the commercial, but we did find out that we worked really well together creatively. It just really flowed, and the song came together super fast, and we just it just clicked. So then we did finally start Underwater City People and rehearsed a bunch of his songs and a couple of my songs that we had written before, like he had written on his own and I had written on my own. We kind of made them Underwater City People songs.
Right.
And then rehearsed that with our first drummer, Mikhail, and played a couple of shows with him. And then Mikhail decided to move on and be a guitar player in another band. So then we found Riggy.
It's what we call the Dave Grohl syndrome.
So then, Riggy. I found Riggy.
You broke him out of jail, right? Isn't that how the story goes?
Yeah, I broke him out of jail.
From Tijuana.
And he was pimping some prostitutes down there and got caught.
He wasn't making enough money to pay off the
police. No. And his girlfriend that he was sending money home to was getting pretty mad about it. About the, So
some people just don't understand, you know. If you got a pimp, you got a pimp.
You got a pimp.
I'm sorry, I'm interrupting you. Go ahead.
Let me just say, pimping ain't easy.
That's right.
Pimping ain't easy. So then what happened? Where was I?
I joined the band.
Oh, and then Riggy joined the band.
Right.
And it was love at first sight, and it's been great ever since. What was our first show together? Was it Kiss or Kill?
It was Kiss or Kill or Old Town Pub.
Okay, yeah.
They were within 4 days of each other, I think.
Yeah. And in the beginning, we played a ton of shows. When we were brand new, we played like
two shows
a week.
Four times a month at least.
Yeah.
You were with Kiss or Kill from the beginning then? Your band, basically.
Yeah, from the beginning of our band. Yeah.
Wow. Well, mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, Kiss or Kill was like 1 year in when we joined it. Joined, started to grow.
How long ago was that? How long have you been a band together?
June 1st. I remember June 1st was our first show at Kiss or Kill. What year was that?
That was probably 2004, I would think.
2000.
Yeah.
2004. Yeah, 2004.
So it's coming up on 3 years.
Yeah, it's coming up on 3 years.
Excellent. And my public wants to know about the name. What you mentioned that he just kind of came up with, that John just kind of came up with it, but is there any story behind
the
name?
Yeah, there is. He usually tells this story pretty good, but we tell this story all the time. So John was in San Pedro, and they were like at some barbecue lunch thing at the park there overlooking the ocean. It's really beautiful.
I used to live down there, actually.
Okay, so you know that that park where the bell is, the Korean bell and everything.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people were down there. He was there. And actually, I was down there for a short while, too. And he went on a hike with some people down, you know, by the cliffs, down by the ocean. And they were like, you know, caverns and caves, and it was really beautiful. And they came upon this park ranger guy in a park ranger outfit. And he had his SUV, like right by, you know, not too far away. And he started, you know, telling them some history about the area, and then they got really excited. And he said,
"You got to come back out here at 2 a.m.
Yeah, 2 a.m. And he got so excited. And John's like, "Well, why?" And he's like, "Well, the Underwater City People come out from the ocean, and they have a procession for the queen every night, and it's really beautiful." And they walk up on the beach, and like he was totally like serious. Like the dude was like, you know,
the quote I learned from Rustad is, "Dude could have passed a lie detector."
Yeah, that's what John says. He could have passed a lie detector. Yeah, so that's where the name came from.
And then he still didn't know if he was a legitimate ranger or not.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but so yeah.
Maybe
so when
the Underwater City People gave him that outfit. You know?
Maybe he was the the Underwater City People guard.
Yes. Beach liaison.
Yeah. Well, we all wear like our Underwater City People uniforms occasionally. Well, John wears it all the time, but Riggy and I wear ours sometimes. We have our Underwater City People uniforms.
They let us have some.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. They're pretty friendly people, the Underwater City People.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're able to represent them here on the earth.
Above water.
We're about to hear a song, one of your favorites, John, number two. The Electric Boogaloo is what I'm going to call you from now on.
It sounds good. Or The Wrath of Khan, I would also
Wrath of Khan. Yeah. The Wrath of John. Okay.
I like Electric Boogaloo. Nobody ever says that one, though, so that's good.
Yeah, that's like my old line. I say it way too much, but that's okay. You know?
Yeah, this track is by the trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. I don't know. I guess maybe it might be one of their most well-known tracks. It's called Bubble House off of the Shackman CD.
Bubble.
And it's a real simple tune, but it just grooves all the way through.
One of your favorites?
Yeah, because I liked it so much, I had an old band and we played it.
Oh, excellent. Fantastic.
What a dork. Geek.
More with Underwater City People after this. And we're back with Standing Room Only on killradio.org. John number one just walked in. How you doing?
Hello. I guess I'm John number one. Yep.
That's yeah, we've already established that John number two, the electric boogaloo, is sitting right next to you.
That's classic.
So you flew in by helicopter, I understand. How was that? Was that good?
It was pretty good because my jetpack wasn't working. So like, I was
right.
Like,
so you actually had to go to LAX to get a helicopter.
Yeah.
Back here.
And I was like, fuck, you know.
Fuck, don't say fuck on my fucking show. What the fuck?
I won't anymore.
So we're just hanging out basically and playing our favorite music.
Well, what did talking you guys play so far?
We played some of your own songs, actually.
What?
And we played them backwards and really fast. It was really cool.
And then we played Nina 99 Left Balloons just for you because that was your favorite song.
Yes, yes. And
totally my favorite song.
Lucky Star, apparently, now, you also really like.
When you played the songs backwards, you were able to hear the backward mask in or no?
Yeah, yeah. It was, we are the city people. We are the drag you into the ocean. It's pretty cool. Wear more sunblock. It was good. I liked it. It was fun for everybody.
We're having a party.
I know. The whole party's here now.
He made it. Yes. We're going to do John. We're like, if John doesn't get here by 8:45, we're going to do some John bashing.
That's right. I told you, you should.
Trash talking.
He just made it.
Wait, maybe we can pretend that he's not here yet?
Okay.
Oh, do that.
I think the police are coming for us, so whatever we do, we better do it quickly. I hear the sirens. Did you hear the clapping earlier also from next door? They're actually...
Oh, yeah.
It's really funny that we're all drinking beer and wine because they're actually having an AA meeting next door.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just heard that. I thought it was somebody, like a birthday or something.
It may be someone's birthday, actually.
We should take the mics in there and see what they say.
Yeah.
Is Lindsay Lohan or Britney Spears next door?
Yes, yes. They usually stop by the show, but I don't let them in.
Well, they're at the meeting, I would assume.
Yeah. It's not very good. Yes, yeah. Go ahead and cue one up. And I have a question for you, though. We already heard about the name, actually. We heard how you came up with the name.
Thank God.
How the underwater city people rose
yeah,
from
I had
the
to
ocean
tell it.
And put a spell on you.
He was purposely late, so you didn't have to tell that story.
They were controlling a park ranger, apparently. Yes. Have any of you ever had any stalkers? Any, like, weird fans? Or just people who you were like, you know... Like, that person just isn't right. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple, like, on MySpace.
MySpace is like,
you know.
Yeah.
What? People are nice on MySpace.
There's a couple people. Weirdos on MySpace. You probably don't even want to know this, but I'm going to tell you anyways. I got a friend request from someone on MySpace who was like a musician or something. And when I went and looked at his profile, his MySpace picture was himself licking a cat's ass.
Oh. Ew. Like,
deny. Sorry. No.
Ew, that's gross.
I have very few limits with MySpace.
Would that be classified as kitty porn?
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Very good. Very good.
Well, there. Yeah,
I think the electric boogaloo strikes again.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I mean, nothing terribly, you know, over the top. I mean, just a couple, like, right. Adoring fans and stuff that maybe...
You haven't had people, like, follow you home and, like,
no,
send you poster
not.
Boards of their fingernail clippings or anything?
No, but
so,
I still
so those,
smell
those,
kit,
those
kit
never made it to
it.
You?
What?
So those never made it to you?
No.
my last name isn't on my building's front
right.
entrance, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you can't. Yeah. I mean, you never know. There might someone shows up like looking through your window with I don't know, like scuba gear and flip flops or flippers or something. You might not want to answer the door.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
Oh, quick! We must save the city underwater.
I'm one of the underwater city people. Let me in. I must take a bath. I'm gonna shrivel and die.
Yeah.
Scuba Steve.
From
Big Daddy.
I don't think they can hear you unless you're like right up.
Yeah, you got to get closer. Yeah.
I'm drinking my wine.
We're going to hear another song. What are we about to hear?
This is Humpty Bump by the Red Hot Chili Peppers off
Excellent.
Their Stadium Arcadium Disc 1 CD, and it's another booty shaker for everyone, and the bass line just rocks.
All right.
I did that one a
As
couple
they
Grammys.
Always do.
And we're all
going
to...
Yeah.
We're all
Humpty
gonna
Bump? No, not Humpty Bump. The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The album
yeah.
it did.
Yeah.
We're all going to jump up and dance,
yep.
and it's going to be great.
I was dancing on the other one, but nobody saw.
We were all Woo-hoo. Dancing. We were dancing. We were lighting stuff on fire. It's too bad you're not here. I think I hit the button.
That was the stop button.
That was the it's not going to play button. Oh, I see. You actually want to hit the play button. Oh, I understand how this device works now.
Is it working?
More with Underwater City People after this. Welcome back to Standing Room Only on killradio.org. We're here with the Underwater City People. And we have questions galore. How you doing with that big bottle of Double Bastard?
It's going down smooth.
It is, yeah. It's actually, I think it's taller than your whole midsection. Oh, okay, then you can fit it. You can finish it. Then.
I love the story that's written on the background, but we don't have enough time for me to read it all.
What's the gist of it? Can you give us
the
gist?
I don't even know because I failed that course in college when they taught us how to do those speed reading techniques.
It does say blatantly masturbatory.
And it does
insidiously immoral.
And it does say wasting this liquid glory on you.
Oh, and it says conducted by those pathetically blathering idiots.
Nonsensical broadcast propaganda. And they use the word hoi polloi. I guess that's a phrase.
That's coming back, though. Hoi polloi is coming back in a big way.
In a state of befuddlement.
A lot of people are saying it now.
But befuddlement's not coming back. That's actually... That's not part of the new speak.
And it says, do not buy this bottle. So how are you supposed to get it?
I think you get hit over the head with it.
Okay.
That's how it happens.
John just took a picture of himself with this bottle, so maybe he'll put it up on MySpace or something.
And there's a lock on it, so I know I'm not supposed to get in it.
I didn't you can get see through the lock.
Yeah, the lock on the flimsy piece of foil that's over it or something. We're about to hear one of your songs, Hypnotized, by you, the Underwater City People, off of your album, You of All People, which can be bought where? Where can we get your album?
You can get it at Amoeba Hollywood. You can get it online. iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby,
through our website,
Virgin Megastore, all of that stuff, and through our website,
and Target.com,
and Target.
And CD Baby is a really cool site. If anybody has a band out there, they're looking for like a good deal and a good way to get their music out there. CD Baby is super cool people, and they have also like other like what do you call them like. Things that help you get your music out there.
Promotional
tools. I think that's how we got it in iTunes. Yeah, we got that on iTunes through them, so they're super cool. And I think they're doing something through
MySpace.
And you get a better deal than if you just went right through directly to MySpace or whatever, .com and State University.
Excellent.
But the best way to get it is at a show.
Oh, yeah.
Directly from us for the cheapest price.
You can have sign it, too.
And we have a show on the 7th, right? March 7th. It's at Safari Sam's. I'm not going to tell you to come out, but
it'll be
I think you should.
It's an all-girl rock riot.
It's all-girl rock riot, so John and I maybe have to wear drag, I think, that night. We got to see if I'll pass.
I'll shave my armpits.
All right.
Excellent.
You heard him. It's a promise. It's a done deal. Is there anything you want to tell us about this song, Hypnotized, before we play it? The story behind it?
Except that it also won an award, not to toot our own horns.
Excellent. No, you should. So what award did it win?
Best pop single of the year, right? LA Music Awards last October.
Fantastic.
And we also have a rock and roll video. It's called the music video, and it's on our website, and it's also on our MySpace.com.
Oh, yeah,
State
for this
University.
Song. Where there's a music video for this song. Oh, and if you're listening, Janet, earlier. You rock. If you're not listening... You couldn't figure out how to get online.
You rock a little bit less, Janet. If you're not listening, you rock a little bit less. All right, we're going to hear some Underwater City People back with more live talk after this. Don't go away. Standing Room Only on Kill Radio.
Take you.
mush. I'm a mush. Keep it hush. Try not to blush. In the night, in the night, in the night, you whisper us with the us. You never dance. I can't find my way out of this madness. You never dance. In the night, you tell me that you love me. Yeah.
Oh, standing room only on Kill Radio with Underwater City People. We have a phone caller. Hey,
phone caller, are you there? Hello. Hello, are you still there? Hello.
Oh, they hung
up. If you'd
like
to make a call, please hang up and try again.
I don't think that's him.
They thought this was Loveline. Yeah.
They thought what?
They thought it was Loveline.
Oh, Loveline.
Talk to Dr. Drew or Stryker.
Right. Yeah, Underwater City People, I have this itch. I really want to know about it.
Did you have any trauma growing up, abuse in your family?
I had itch trauma, yes. Many, many itches. That's not funny at all. Let's move on. So, and we have another guest in the studio from another band. Can you hand her a microphone for a second? What bands are you from?
I'm in Tucson with Mozart Sister and Sarah Baum.
Excellent. Are they playing anywhere soon?
Yes. Mozart Sister has a show at Plush this Thursday, and then we're playing up in Phoenix at Club Casablanca on Saturday night.
Excellent. So if you're in the Tucson area,
or Phoenix,
check it out. Phoenix, yes. And we do have listeners there.
And they have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/Mozart Sister, and then myspace.com/Sarah Bellum, spelled like if it was somebody's name, like Sarah.
Sarah Bellum.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I hear you rock, so that's good. It's the word on the street. So we're going to talk about your new CD that's coming out. What's the story with that? You're cutting it right now, right? You're working on it?
Yeah,
right
we're
now?
Recording it right now. We're really super excited. We've got so many great tracks on there. In fact, we've tracked 16 songs. I don't know that they'll all be on one album. We might separate them and have an EP and a full length. But you know, we do play a lot of these songs live. So if you do come out to our show on March 7th, you'll get to hear some of these songs that are going to be on the second album. But they're really rocking, I guess. What was your quote unquote? What did you say our album sounded like?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You said, fuck yeah. It sounds like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, what does that sound like? Fuck yeah.
If you could put fuck yeah in a jar, that would be your new album.
Yeah.
How many tracks is it going to be?
Well, we tracked 16. And
whoa.
Yeah, but we'll probably put 11 on the record and then come out with a little EP or a little like internet-only type situation.
Right,
bonus
disc.
A little bonus.
The one that only John Daly from Standing Room Only will own. That's very nice of you guys.
Only the Smarty Pants fans are going to have all the tracks, you know?
Right.
And the Fancy Pants.
You could have a contest for it. And people who can...
That's true.
People who know actual Underwater City people and can bring them to meet you.
Well, there's a trivia test on our website.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, there you go.
Take the quiz on underwatercitypeople.com.
Do not fail it.
And you have to answer
questions.
They will
hunt you down.
Yeah, if you answer the questions correctly, like I forget, we did something for a short while. If you could answer all the questions right, then
we'll
you would get
a
free CD or something.
We'll bring you a little mini cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
And the secret will be revealed to you.
Now, I'm noticing something interesting about this CD, your current CD. You of all people. It claims to have 12 tracks, but our CD player will only play 11.
Well, it's a misprint. As you notice, it goes from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
in the Underwater
10,
City, there is no
12.
Number 11.
There's
right,
no number 11.
Right.
There's no such thing.
Because the ones blend together. But actually, that's why people should buy this record, because on the next pressing, we're going to fix that probably. So this is a collector's item. This is something you can sell on eBay.
Well, it's like Spinal Tap.
Tomorrow night,
isn't it?
You could probably sell it on eBay tomorrow night for about a couple $100. If you got this record now and it's got the typo on it, it's like worth way more.
Anyone can have an 11 on their track, on their CD. You skip 11 and go straight to 12. That's how good number 12 is.
Well, 11 in music is kind of like 13th floor of a building. You know?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Or the number 23, as we now know.
We should have played
number 12. I'm going to play it right now, actually. We can go about 5 or even a little more after.
Okay, yeah. You want to play, okay, you want to play number 12?
The next show is not going to be here. So
if the union don't mind, then.
Yeah. I'll check with them. And while I'm checking with them, let's play this song.
Okay.
So we're going to play Human. Track number 11/12 on All of You People. And is there anything else we should know?
All of You People.
All of you people.
You
of
all
people.
Of all you people.
That all the people are you.
Todas la gente.
Which is the original name of the album.
Todas las what? Gente.
Anything else we should know about this? About Human?
Which track?
It's just a kind of, people call it our sleeper track. You know, it's at the end of the CD. You know, not many people actually get to it, especially if you're listening to it in your car. You know, it's, you never get to the last song, but.
And it's about Vietnam.
People
excellent.
Like it. It's
this is the one track on the album that's really about Vietnam.
Excellent. All right. Let's give it a listen, shall we? More after this.
Should be honest.
Absolutely. So you're gonna.
Yeah, cool.
Oh yeah, it's full of beer. It's I mean I wish our radio audience could see it. It's longer than like my what do you call this part of your leg?
Your calf.
My
your
calf. My
yes,
shin.
We're talking about the double bastard again.
Yes, it's the tibia and fibia of beers is what they call it actually. So that's pretty convenient. You have some shows coming up.
Yep, March 7th again. We're at Safari Sam's for Kiss or Kill Night, all girl rock riot. Girlfronted Rock Riot Night, March 7th. We play at 11:45. That's
a
Wednesday.
The Mulholland's right before us. They're the resident band for the month.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night. If you get there before 10, it's $3. After that, it's $5. Then we have a show at the end of the month, March 23rd, Friday night at the Old Town Pub with the Rayman Suite, Bobot Adrenaline, and Electrico, who are from Singapore.
Yes. Holy shit, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, and you know what, you guys, if you want to come see us, these are the two shows to come out to see us because we're not really doing any shows because we're trying to finish that album.
Right.
So if you want to check us out live, those are the two places to come.
And there will be real Underwater City people there to guide you through the door.
Yeah.
So that's good.
So you might want to wear a slicker and some galoshes.
Yes, they do tend to get a little bit wet. They're a little bit damp.
Incidentally, if you've never been to the Old Town Pub, it's a cool little place. It's like really kind of hole-in-the-wall
place. It's in Pasadena.
It's like an old-style pub in Old Town, Pasadena, which apparently used to be a cow town. I think. I don't know. I'm spreading that rumor at least. But yeah, it's a cool.
It used to be a what?
A cow town.
Cow town.
It's known for its cattle.
Well, I knew that they had a cow tipping contest there the other day.
I did not know that.
I made it up.
You're
so
a liar.
Continue talking.
Well, you know, I just want to plug something else.
Yes.
The movie Idiocracy. If you haven't seen it, go see it.
It's so funny. It's
the best movie ever.
I just saw it. Yeah.
Hey, and we didn't really get to play any of our favorite local bands, but we just played some of our more favorite songs, mainstreamy kind of ones, but. You know, all you listeners out there, if you did like this kind of stuff that you heard from us, you know, our friends, Bang Sugar Bang, Midway Service Group,
Bang
New
Sugar
Max-
Bang's going to be on the show, by the way.
Okay,
in about a month.
Cool. New Maximum Donkey,
yep.
Rain Man Suite, Bobot Adrenaline. All these bands are super great. The Waking Hours, the Letter Openers, check them out.
Artichoke.
Yeah, and Silver Needle. And if you go actually go onto our website, we have links to a lot of these bands because there are. You know, some of our favorites.
Yeah, don't punk out. If you're like sitting around going, there's no good local music, or you think they're all bozos or models or actors acting like they're rocking, you should come to Kiss or Kill and you should see a bunch of these bands because this is like LA has got a really good thing going as far as music is concerned.
Particularly independent music. There's so much good, you know.
Except the only bozo is Chisholm Worthington.
Oh, really?
Who is in Pussy Cow? Also, another great band.
Pussy Cow.
Band's great. Chisholm.
That guy Chisholm gives me the creeps, man. That guy.
Oh,
so
someone's butt's
weird.
Gonna get kicked.
You know who's good though?
And can you believe he's only had one bottle of wine, ladies and gentlemen?
One bottle of wine in 1 hour.
But Worm Stew is another good band that you should check out. Their MySpace page, wonderful songs. I was gonna try to bring up the music, but I forgot to. But word out to Mike Schnee, but that Chisholm guy totally gives me the creeps.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Avoid the dude. Avoid the dude.
Are we over? This hour has gone by so fast.
We are over. I know.
Thank you for the slinky.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we always give door prizes to make up for the dirt and the disease you catch when you leave the Kill Radio studio. So best of luck to you. You have 10% off at the hospital across the street, and thanks for coming in.
Does that include my penicillin shot?
No. We actually have that here in our refrigerator, so if you need something, I can set you up. It's part of the Kill Radio stash.
I love that shit.
Do you want to give a shout-out to anybody? Any of your peeps?
I just want to remind all my friends to wash behind their ears.
Yeah.
Because it's getting gross. Like, I look back behind their ears, and it's like, man, what are you keeping back there? Yeah. Like, they're putting dirt
behind there. Sloths and stuff back there.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a shout out?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Ryan.
Aww, hi, Mom.
All right. Well, thanks for being on the show. It's been a good show. Thank you so much for coming out. We got to hear some of your music and some of your favorite music.
Thanks for having us.
I forgot to ask you about the ice cream. What's the deal with the ice cream? You guys stop at every like ice cream place along your tours, right?
Well,
is what I heard from
John Rustad
source.
Here is an ice cream lover,
really?
And one of our friends and fans know this about John. And on one of our tours, she figured out where we were going, what our tour was, our tour itinerary, and mapped out all the Cold Stone Creameries along our tour Cold route Stone. And that gave us a Cold Stone Creamery tour itinerary.
That's fantastic.
But word out to Dairy Queen. I mean, we really, really.
Oh, yeah, we stop
at
every
doing.
Dairy Queen.
We
like don't discriminate
just
against
keep up the good work.
Props to Ted and Wally still.
Yeah,
Ted and
Wally's.
Yes, in Omaha. Omaha.
And is that the only Ted and Wally's in existence?
There's two in that same town, and it's run by the goodest people of all time. And word out
Joe.
To Omaha. Yeah. Joe.
Let's all go on to Omaha. Let's do it.
I know. You know what? They're really... I like Omaha. It's beautiful there.
There's great people in America.
I have some family there.
America is full of great people.
That's John's favorite adjective. Great.
They're great.
Hi.
Better than nice.
You're a great friend, and I hope you have a great birthday, because you're great. That's how
they're
we signed
fun.
A birthday card one time. You're a really great friend, and your friendship
them,
is great, and
for
so
Chris
I hope
Will.
You have a great birthday.
For Chris Willett, I wrote that in his birthday card, and I swear I thought it was, like, the best thing to write. Like, I was like,
oh,
I was really feeling
he's
it.
Great all
you know,
three
I was
times.
Like, you know, he's, you know, Chris is really great to your friend or whatever.
The secrets are out.
I'm new to words. Words are new.
That's the effect of the audience.
Words are you a thesaurus for your next birthday.
Words are for quitters, man. Don't fall into that whole I need to know words thing.
It's just a virus from outer space.
Yeah, they just obscure the truth, you know, the non-word truth.
Word.
All right, so I think we're ready to end the show. Thanks for being on the show.
All right, good night.
We're going to hear one more song, one of your favorites. What, do you want to set this up?
John,
the Electric Boogaloo?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to say you'll know it when you hear it.
You
if you're
will
hip.
Know it when you hear
oh,
it.
You know what song I should have brought?
If you're hip.
Oh, yeah. Love that song.
Chicka chicka. Yeah, I'm with you. All right. You've been listening to Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. We've been live with the Underwater City people. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Catch their new record. What's it going to be called?
We're not really sure what it's going to be called, but right now it's we're saying it's
Work in
So
progress.
You've decided to be dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. You heard it here. it's dot, dot, dot for short, right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Standing room only.
Because So was already taken by Peter Gabriel.
Yeah.
Fool.
You know, he ripped you off before you even did it. That guy's that clever.
Who knew?
Who knew?
He's a time traveler.
thanks for being on the show. We'll have a brand new show next week. Take you out with a little music. Good night, everybody.
Good night.